So I'm going to change the graphic. Because it could get changed to something that... and then we're going to go back into the business session. I think we're ready to report the vote, and then we've got to deal with alternates, and then we did chair, executive board, and new business. First, as I think most people know, Dean Ahmad has been with the Maryland Libertarian Party as long as anyone, and I really want to thank him for jumping in to take care of counting the votes by hand. It's a grueling task. I appreciate it. I believe he's reported the results to Robert. Where is Robert? Okay, so Robert, can you read the results of the vote for delegates? Dean's going to read it.
I want to make sure everyone understands that the vote counting system is open. If anybody wants to do the vote counting themselves, they're welcome to do it. Just check my arithmetic.
I dare any one of you.
Especially since it looks awfully suspicious. I was the first one on. The second one elected was Eric Blitz. Third, Philip Basing. Fourth, Alex Schlegel. Fifth, Michael Downs. Sixth, William Whitehead. Seventh, Timothy Miller. Eighth, Brent Selensky. Ninth, James Cook. Tenth, Nathan Cole. 11th, Travis Leroy. 12th, Mitchell Johnson. 13th, Paul Manley. 14th, Daniel Fishman. 15th, Christiana Logan Smith. 16th, Brian Russell. 17th, Scott Gearhart. 18th, Doug Burnett. And 19th, Lex Carmen.
Okay, thank you. Congratulations to those who were selected as delegates. The delegations to the National Convention are always fun. You have to pay attention to your delegation chair. We don't know who that'll be, but it'll probably be Dean. And we'll deal with the Region 5 election for alternate and for the regional representative when there. Now, all of the members... Yes, Dean.
I'm sorry, but I forgot to thank Stuart Sims, who helped me count, and Crystal Woodworth, who did the auditing.
Okay, so now what I need is Robert to read to me all the names that, of the people that were nominated and not selected, because I'm going to make first a motion to make them the first alternates. Hey, Kyle. What's that?
Ed Stokart, Stephen Levinsmith, Ryan McCord, Sean Quinn.
Okay, so first, just to keep things moving, I'm going to make a motion that we add those four names, Ed Fogler, Steve Logan-Smith, Ryan McCord, and Sean Quinn, as the first four of our 50 alternates. Do I have a second to that? Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Next, anybody that wants to be an alternate that is in this room and is a central committee member. Oh, no, actually, you don't have to be a central committee member. I'm sorry. You have to be a central committee member to nominate the person. But they don't have to be a central committee member to be a delegate. So if you're in this room and want to serve as an alternate, please raise your hand, and we're going to take your name, and that'll be my next motion to make those people the next set of alternates. So who else wants to go, possibly? You might not even know yet that you want to go, but you just want to keep the alternative. Oh, come on. Reno's fun.
Okay,
Stu Sims. Anybody else? Okay, all those in favor of adding Stu Sims as an alternate, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Dean.
Well, just for the minute, Steve is a member of he's a member of the Central Committee, so he is an alternate. This vote is to put him on that list. At the top of the list.
Say that again, Dean.
Steve is already.
Stu.
How many years have you been a member?
Sorry. Stu is already a member of the Central Committee, and therefore is automatically an alternate.
No. No, it has been our tradition, but here's why it can't be. We now exceed 69 members of the State Central Committee, and so I need a reasonable method of change. Normally, just so those that don't know, what we would do is put everybody that's else that's on the State Central Committee and automatically qualify them as alternates. But we've grown big enough that we now have to choose those alternates. We're still going to have a version of that option, but this is why I'm prioritizing those people that first ran, second the people that are here. Now I'm going to ask any Central Committee member know of anybody else that didn't come today but thought things they might want to come to the that might want to come to the convention as an alternate. Any names? Okay.
Why don't you put my name down just in case things start.
Bob, I got a king instead of a double, and so you're not staying with me. okay, anybody else? Think of anybody else who has been showing up to our meetings, might want to come. Okay, hearing none. Dean, I'm sorry.
When were you planning to submit the list of alternates?
At the last minute that's required. That is.
I'd like to move that anyone who notifies the chair that he or she wants to be added to the list be added to the any central committee member who notifies the chair that they want to be added to the list.
And can I ask for a clarification on your motion? Are you asking for whether they are a central committee member at the time today, as of today, or could they join as a central committee later? As of today. So the motion is to add well, let's do Bob first. Did we vote for Bob? I don't think so. Let's add Bob to the list. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Bob, don't. Okay, so now we're going to take up Dean's motion. Is there a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, so the motion, just to restate it, is that any central committee member who is a central committee member as of today's date that reaches out to the chair prior to the submission can be added as an alternate.
Up to the maximum
of 50. And they can't displace any of the people we've already appointed as alternates. Unless they tell me they're dropping out, then I suppose we could. Any other questions before we vote? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, we're done. It's time for Crystal to take over the mic. Crystal, our vice chair and executive director, does a fantastic job. She doesn't like running the meeting.
Before I introduce the nomination for Chair, will you name Heather Garland?
I nominate Eric J. Blitz.
Is there a second?
Second.
Are there any other nominations for Chair for Liberty Chamber Party Garland? Anybody? All right, we're closed for nominations. All those in favor?
Reminder.
I'm sorry. Nona is always the choice. Are there any votes for Nona? Start there.
Star Rock's not on the ballot.
We'll start.
See you.
Say aye if you would like to vote for Nona. You're in charge of it. I don't care how much All those in favor of Eric Blitz for chair, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, say nay. Your chair.
Thank you all very much. I really hope to double down on the work that I do for the party this year. Some of you know that I, in 21, was a project manager for a rather large construction project in addition to my legal work, and it just consumed time like there was no end. And that's done, so now I get to spend a lot of time talking about libertarian and libertarian politics. So now we need to move to the executive board race. So I'll take nominations for, before I do that, I'd like to just say the current executive board that I have worked with has been a fantastic executive board. They've all worked very well together, and that's something, because sometimes libertarians get 10 libertarians in a room and you get 12 different opinions, but they've all worked very well together. And Kyle O'Donnell, who unfortunately left us to run for office as a Republican, did lead the executive committee, but executive board. He was on the executive board, and Alex took over. Where is Alex? There he is, and did a great job. So I just want to say that because it's always a pleasure to work with a good group, because I do all the legislative work and I have to do coalitions. And if you're ever listening to a 3-hour conversation with the Green Party. It's tough. Okay, so nominations for executive board. Bob.
I nominate Chair Drummond.
Chair.
Second.
Okay. And for the executive board, we're going to wait. We're going to give everybody, how much time did I say? I think 2 minutes. 2 minutes to speak to their nominations, but let's find out how many nominees we have first. Dean.
Robert, nominate Robert Drummond.
Second. Okay.
I'd like to nominate Alex Schlegel.
Okay.
I'd like to nominate Otto Dassin.
Quid pro quo. Second for Tim. Okay. We need one more.
Nominate David Zoll.
You don't have to.
Do I have a second on Dave?
Second.
One. Okay, any others? Yes.
I'd like to nominate Crystal Wilbur.
Okay, Crystal's nominated but declined. As the kids jump up and down for Dave. Anybody else?
Move to close nominations.
Anybody else before I... Okay, I'll take Mr. Johnston's thing and not call it dilatory. Yes?
I nominate myself.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Work's over here, Hall.
Okay, anybody else? Making sure I don't miss anybody. Okay, seeing that we have six candidates... I would ask for a motion to vote for all six by acclamation.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Those, any opposed? Unanimous? Great. Next, those elected to the executive board. Those people just elected to the executive board. Remember, you must meet with me after the meeting because we have to have our first executive board meeting right after this meeting, because we have to have a treasurer, we have to have a secretary, so those two positions legally have to get filled. Hey, Bob. So next I want to throw it open for new business. Anybody want to raise a question of new business? Mr. Dole. Oh, you're out to make sure.
No, I'm not making you work for it. I'm just watching. So, forgive me, I had a lot on my plate this morning. I don't have the verbiage in my head, but whereas Mr. Robert Glazer has basically done the newsletter. Robert, we got? Oh, there. Done the newsletter for 20 years on his own. I make a motion that we change the name of the newsletter from the Free State to the Glazer Gazette. Do I have a second?
Yeah, you're not allowed to ask. You made the motion. The maker of the motion cannot ask for the second. Do I have a second?
Second.
Any discussion? Especially from Mr. Glazer, who might not want his name on.
Obviously, it's a joke.
Obviously, it's not.
No.
It's a joke. It's a joke.
Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
No.
No, that's a separate issue. It'd be a long legal letter. I'll accept service of the cease and desist. Okay, now I'm going to throw the floor. Oh, any other new business before we get to this next bit? Candidates. We can nominate candidates for public office. I'd like to start with any local candidates. So city, county, anybody want to run for office? Come on, this is the best way of bringing the libertarian message to the general public. This is where they learn about us. They don't pay attention to this meeting. They don't really pay that much attention to our social media. What they do pay attention to is when our candidates are out there and get a quote about bringing a libertarian solution to a voter's problem, and it gets put in the media. That's where we get our biggest bang for the buck. So running for office. Anybody want to run for local office? Seeing none. Anybody want to run for statewide office? Mr. Gellman.
Can you just go back a second? I didn't know what you were doing. I wanted to run for District 43 State Senate.
Okay.
Second.
So, House of Delegates, why don't you come on? Actually, I'm going to bring the microphone. No, I can't bring the microphone. Why don't you come on up? Yeah, I'd like you to speak to your nomination, and the body gets to ask you questions. This is House of Delegates.
Oh.
And which district was it?
43. It's the one that we talked about?
Yep.
The Mary Washington?
Yes.
She's a state senator.
Right. Oh, so it's not House of Delegates, state.
State Senate.
State Senate.
Yeah.
Okay, so Robert, you're clear on what the nomination is?
State Senate is 43.
43. Okay, go ahead. You got 2 minutes. Right in front of you. You can hold on to the.
Oh.
There you go.
Okay. Hi, everybody. My name is Bob Johnson. I want to run because a lot of times, especially in the cities, everybody goes on opposed ballots for state delegate and state senator. So I want to at least give an option. It's going to be more or less, Eric and I kind of talk. It's going to be more or less, a paper candidacy. I will do as much as I can. If anybody calls me, I'll kind of talk to them about the position. I will try to go out. If anyone wants to volunteer or help, that would also be very helpful, and we could do a little bit more that way as well. As you can see, I'm visually impaired, almost completely blind, so doing certain things is a little bit more difficult than other things. I'm not opposed to walking around and knocking on doors. I did it one time in my life when I was a missionary for the LDS Church. So I'm sorry if I knock on the door. I don't know. I didn't knock on the door. I was in California, so I was bothered with news everything. But anyway, I guess that's it unless I don't know.
So does anybody have any questions of the candidate? Bob.
Yeah, well, what would you say would be your main or one or two issues that you would put on?
One of them would be the school choice issue. I think the last 2 years, it hasn't shown us anything. It's shown us that the powers that be kowtow to the teachers union, which, as Eric has mentioned, is a lot of unions or unions in the state, and that doesn't do any good for the children. And I think giving people the choice to take their money, especially in Baltimore City, where it's like one of the top five most money spent per pupil in the country, and we hear every day stuff on the news about schools not graduating, students entering their adult life that are younger, and that's not going to help anybody get better. So that'd be probably one of the main ones. The other would probably be overall crime, holding the people accountable. They commit the crime instead of the inanimate object that's used to commit the crime. So those are probably the two of the main ones.
Any other questions?
Will you use the word libertarian on any of your campaign literature?
If I have it, yes, I absolutely will. And that is yet to be decided whether I can afford to have the literature. But of course, you know, if I'm granted this nomination by the party, I would absolutely love to have the party's information on that.
Any other questions?
Okay. What area does your district cover tentatively? Because I know there's a court fight.
Well, I know it covers Charles Ellis because that's where I live. I believe it's primarily the central Baltimore City part of Western, obviously the part that connects with, specific boundaries, I'm not sure because...
What communities are in your district?
I'm not 100% sure about that. That's one thing that I'm...
In the city?
What's that?
It's entirely in the city?
Oh, yeah, it's going to be entirely in the city. Yeah.
Okay.
Definitely. Unless, and who knows what the state, what the Dutton, done, but as far as I'm aware, it is entirely in the city.
Any other questions? Hearing none, thank you.
Thank you.
All those in favor of nominating Mr. Gemmell for Senate 43B, please say aye.
Aye.
All, any opposed? It's unanimous. Mr. Johnson.
It's 41BP, that's only for the House of Delegates, 43.
I would like to revote that just because we've learned that sometimes they come and challenge our votes. I would like to clarify that he's running for 43, Senate District 43, not 43B. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Somebody in 43B is gone. Okay. Anybody else for statewide or House of Delegates or Senate? Anybody for U.S. Congress? No. Say, start by saying what this
is. I'm Dan Garcia for Congress in the District of Maryland. New couple of years, it's the values that I want to represent in the district I call home for my personal in my life. It's, I'm surrounded by people who take freedom for granted. It's frustrating, to be honest, because there a lot of people are very caught up in the idea that, government in some perspective, in some direction can work, that it can keep us all safe, it can solve all of the problems. And you read any basic economics text, read any Milton Friedman, read Thomas Sowell, read anyone with worth their salt who's more conservative leaning, and government is just not the answer. And that is completely absent, especially in this district, because I was sitting at home in the middle of the pandemic in one of the most locked down counties in the entire state. And I'm thinking to myself, what kind of people is going on? Why is this the norm? Why are people still accepting of this? And I got to a point where I said, you know what? I certainly don't trust the incumbents, J.D. Raskin, if y'all are familiar. There's no one else running who is so focused on freedom as I am. I know damn well that I'm more focused on freedom than anybody else running in this district. So I figured, why not me? Why can't I be somebody who can push this message? Suppose I don't be Jamie kind of thing, I can at least help change the conversation to where people actually consider their freedom first and foremost over what the government wants them to do. And so I hope that in doing this, I can help spread that message and be able to not make a fool of myself when I'm knocking on people's doors. So.
Okay, so he nominated himself. Do we have a second? Do we have a second to the nomination? Okay, now if people have questions.
Well, now that they've struck it down, it should stay with the Montgomery County, Sardis County, and Carroll County. Also, they would never redistrict as Virginia, so it wasn't going to change that much to begin with, but those are the
things. Actually, according to the zoo plan that was passed, so they were voted into law by Hogan, the 8th is, I believe, totally within Montgomery County now.
Okay, fair enough.
Now, I don't know if there's going to be a court challenge to that. I don't think so.
No.
Okay. Yeah. So where are you living?
In Montgomery County.
Oh, yeah. So,
so I am in Montgomery County. Really down the street from where Jane would live. So I'm in the heart of the beast in terms of his staunchest supporters. And it's very, very... Listen, like, I see more Ukrainian flags flown by my neighbors than American flags. And not that they be bad on us, you know, not Ukrainian, but it's just that
it's my job. Robert, you are a summoning certificate.
Yes. My parents are Colombian, they came to the country with a sack of dirt and a word English to their name. And they made life for themselves. They were successful. They became successful in this country. So to hear very wealthy people who have been there their entire lives and tell me that, oh no, the whole system is racist, the whole society is terrible, it's going to keep you down, I say, true that. That's not the case.
Any other questions?
Yes.
Tony.
Do you feel that you can bring a message to so-called ethnic minorities?
Absolutely, because so the key is that a lot of, especially Latinos, again, I'm a Latino man, we are a very conservative people by our nature. We don't necessarily define it in political terms, but a lot of Latinos, they love family, they love God, they love to work hard and earn their stay. They don't want to have to rely on some other source of help. That's a little thing. I just think that we can't help ourselves. I can't figure out how to live my own life without the government telling me what to do. No, we are a proud, strong people. And that applies to everything. Montgomery County is an incredibly diverse county, full of immigrants. Immigrants who came to this country because they knew it's the land of the free, home of the brave, where opportunities are abound. You cannot go 25 feet down the street without seeing help wanted signs. They are all over the place. For not so many great reasons, but they're there. So the opportunity is here, and people need to understand that. I hope that in being able to touch on that, to speak from my experience, from the experience of other immigrants who see that it's where there's a will, there's a way. If you want to succeed in this country, you can succeed in this country. No matter what circumstances you come from, you can succeed.
Robert?
Are there any festivals or other events that are going to be taking place in the 8th District where you think you can?
I still have to look into that. I'm not sure. I hope to. I want to do my best, especially after coming here and hearing all the good work people are doing. It's invigorating me to get my ass out there and start talking to people because I have, you know, somewhat of a social presence, but that stuff is... It's useless in some respects because I was telling my wife here that you can have 5,000 followers, but if all of them live not in your district, then you're really sick. So you gotta get in front of people, you gotta talk to people, and I think I've got a message that makes sense. It's not to tell people that they're wrong for believing what they do, because for me, with the progressive base that's so gung-ho over gaming, and loves all these. They love equity. It's such a popular term in my district, man. Equity. That's communist, man. I can't have that. And so it's not to say that the people who are pushing this talking point are bad people, because again, what a lot of these people want, they just want everyone to do well. And that's a very commendable desire, but using the channel of government is just not going to work. You're going to cause so much more damage, and has caused so much more damage than voluntarism, where people just help each other independent of this big, fat, bureaucratic monster.
Okay. Okay. Are you registered as a libertarian now?
Yes, registered as libertarian, and I've already filed with the Board of Elections at Maryland. I'm Andres Garcia, libertarian seeking nomination from the Libertarian Party of Maryland.
Okay. Anything else, Rob?
Will you use the word libertarian in all of your campaigns?
Libertarian, give a value, whatever the hell it is in Mandarin, I will use every language of libertarian defense.
Okay, all those in favor of this nomination, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It is unanimous. Make sure that before you leave, that you get your certificate of nomination signed by me and Robert. Okay. That's what you have to take down to the Board of Elections. Any other nominations for Congress? Bob.
I would like to nominate Daniel Tebow for the first district.
Mr. Tebow. Work on mayor first, but it kind of does. No, mayor. Okay, go ahead.
All right, I'm not going to be nearly on that. Anyway, my name is Steve. I have definitely traveled a lot. I've been a lot of government in the state of
years, I see issues that we're dealing with on a federal level that we need to bring back in. We have supply shortages, we have schooling issues, we're losing our ability to choose what we want to do as a free society, and I feel like that's becoming more of an issue. Unfortunately, with how late into this election this is happening, I understand most likely I'm going to end up being a paper ballot. I'm not going to have much time to cover the biggest district in Maryland, much less one of the smaller ones. But I'm definitely wanting to get out there. I want to get moving. I want to get the Libertarian Party more recognized. I'd like to even try to organize these things for more than what it is. Our closest place that we have to contact is actually Hartford County. I'd like to see everyone on the shore get more involved. I want to keep everyone here longer. I'd like to more answer questions more than anything else. So does anyone have questions?
Robert has a question.
Every piece of paperwork I have.
Yeah, where do you live right now?
I live in Elton.
Okay.
So I'm immediately right there on the bridge between both sides of the county, the district.
Any other questions? Yes, Crystal.
Who did you support last presidential election?
I voted for good purposes. Even though I hear your t-shirts going on.
Why is it 2020? What's wrong with JoJo 2020?
I think I saw another question or another hand.
I was just wondering about what's the name?
Harris.
Andy Harris, the only Republican we have in the state.
So,
I'm sure one of the things that I have
yes.
On the web. Even when as far as trying to come eat deeper me, right?
Yes. Yes.
That's the main thing I have against him. I mean, I am from a very similar county, Lincoln County, Illinois. I lived there for the last 4 years before I moved to Elton. So I understand what most of the people in the Eastern Shore are like, especially in that farmland and rural areas. So I'll probably get to side with them a lot on more things than what Harris can as well. Because he's way out in an area that probably shouldn't even be part of district form.
Yes.
Any other questions? Rob.
You're currently in the district of Libertarian?
I am, after dealing with the DMV for so long. You know, they actually canceled my appointment 3 more times after October, trying to get everything switched over to COVID. I finally showed up and told them I wasn't leaving until we got taken care of.
That's my last name?
Yeah.
T-H-I-B-E-A-U-L-T. No relation to Tim Tebow.
Okay. We ready for a vote?
Yeah. Definitely.
Any other questions? All those in favor of this nomination, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It is unanimous. Thank you. Make sure you any other nominations for Congress? Senate? Anything else? Anything that somebody's just gone, you know what? I might want to run for. Tony.
Do we have a senatorial election this coming fall?
Yes. But we don't have a candidate. We tried to convince somebody to be a candidate, but. Go ahead, Tony. You want to run for Senate?
I do not have the character.
I'll second that. I'll second that.
Okay.
I do not have the character move discipline to do that.
The discipline. Okay. Anybody else want to run for office? So let me just point out that if you hear of anybody else that would like to run for office, have them send, well, give them one of those LP cards that I told you about, and have them send an email to chair@lpmaryland.org. Because if I find out we've got somebody else wants to run for office, we will call another central committee meeting, and we will get them. It is that important to get candidates nominated, and this is not the last chance. The deadline is July 22nd. First business day of July. Okay, July 1st. So you still have more time. I know you've always been wanting to run for office. Okay. I believe we have covered everything in our agenda. We even covered new business. So I would entertain a motion to adjourn. This is just adjourning the business meeting, by the way. We've got... All those in favor of adjourning the business meeting?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. So the business meeting is over.